Hey, welcome to Paint It Black Podcast. I'm Pete Berg. And join me this week, as usual, Brian Katz.
How you doing?
And Miss Jillian Gray.
Drinking with my bitches.
3 weeks in a row, man.
I know. Am I a regular guest now?
You are.
Consider yourself a co-host at this point.
Yes, a co-host. Yay.
I like having the female point of view on here.
You gotta have every once in a while to know what a girl's thinking.
Well, we talk a lot about stupid sexist bullshit, so it's nice to have that, you know,
the
accountability.
Counter. The counter, yes.
Exactly. And I've learned so much. So.
And you
I learned
learn
all
more.
About sororities last week and politics therein.
Cunt punt.
God, did you listen to last week's episode?
No, I don't like listening to myself.
Okay. Yeah, because that got heavy.
Sorry,
that got real. Between you and Feinberg, wow.
I texted, so my sorority sister said, by the way, there's a Greek corner in next week's podcast.
Yeah, you guys are about to stomp the yard on us, man.
You're going to get violent.
Feinberg and I had more conversations about that the next day.
I just didn't realize it.
It was more of us counseling each other because both of our chapters have closed. So we're kind of like holding hands and like, it's okay. It's okay. It's not your fault.
We'll get through this. How was your week, Pulpies?
Oh, it was really good, man. I finally unpacked everything here at the new Paint It Black Studios. And
looks great in here, by the way.
Yeah, we added a new Deadpool statue and...
I love that thing. It's badass.
And a couple Injustice guys. We got Deathstroke and Green Arrow. So we.
I don't know who any of these people are, except Green Arrow, who I don't understand why he's a superhero.
Did you watch the show Arrow on CW?
I heard that he's really hot, though.
That's why I'm suggesting it to you in particular, because we'll enjoy it for the action. But that dude, when he takes his shirt off, makes me angry and bitter.
Listen, the guy in Beauty and the Beast was really hot, too, but that
Wasn't that Ron Perlman?
No, that was the, like, 80s version.
No.
Where he was in bad lion makeup.
With Linda Hamilton.
Where he was a cat person.
Yeah.
Linda Hamilton, where she was beauty, where I love that. I'm not saying Linda Hamilton was unattractive at that point, but I'm just
not
saying.
Not exactly.
Oh.
See, I don't remember the TV show so much, but I like to think this beast is like clay. It's like, I don't know about this. We got to do the chapter, you know.
Like, breaking knees.
The chapter would be the rats that he lived with.
I remember
in the underground.
My mother watched that show when I was little, and I just remember even as a little kid going, this looks stupid.
There was an episode where basically, you know, Beauty and the Beast are gonna or had sex. Like, I was like 6 at the time. But they talked about it, and I love the 80s, and that is creepy to think that.
Even at that age, you're like, this doesn't seem right.
It's called bestiality.
Name's right in the title.
He was all like, meow.
It's more of a roar.
Roar!
Wish I had like a...
All right, Ron Perlman, I want you to give your best roar. Yes, more of roar. You almost got it. One more time.
Hang on a minute.
Right, yes. You got that time.
Let's jump right in, why don't we?
Okay.
Let's do a little news. No news song.
news.
Sample that. Make something. All right, we're going to jump right into... We're going to cut through the bullshit this week. We're going to go straight to the racism. Because it's my favorite. You guys see the new Mountain Dew ad campaign with the goat?
No.
You got a goat?
Yeah, it's like their new spokesperson.
Is it the new Greek fucking campaign they got going on?
No, not racist against the Greeks anyway.
All right.
Well, they have a goat who finds itself in various, getting a little hopped up on Mountain Dew situations. So I don't know if you're familiar with the Odd Future Collective, the hip-hop act.
No, I am
and
not.
And their leader, Tyler, the Creator.
I am not.
Well, they handed the reins off to this guy to make a new Mountain Dew commercial featuring their goat. And this guy turned back the most racist commercial in the history of racist commercials. I've seen it. It's insane.
And you're offended?
No, I was laughing. Laughing my ass off. Like, they actually spent money and put this out there.
What's in it?
Okay, so it's about a minute long. I'll paint the picture for you. Mm-hmm. Police lineup. All black men behind against the wall and one goat. Cue the police chief walking in with a battered white woman going, which one is it? Which one is it? It's got to be the one in the do-rag, right? It's got to be the one in the do-rag. Meanwhile, the goat is staring the woman in the eyes, and the voiceover's going, you better not snitch on a player. Or the one, what does he say? I forgot what he says exactly. It was, you know, snitches get stitches. Don't be snitching. And it's like threatening her in the most racist ways. And then the cop's just like, just pick the do-rag. Just pick the one in the do-rag. It's fucking horrible. Aside from not being funny, not being a good commercial, it's also, can we get a lock on that door? People like to poke their heads in here at the new studio.
I didn't want to
You're interrupting.
So what's going on?
Shut the door on this asshole.
I'll talk to you later.
Shut the door.
I'd like to say, I never did that when I was girlfriend coming home in the middle of podcast. Yeah. I tiptoed around the situation.
I can't stand that guy.
I didn't stop say, honey, what time will you be back from golfing tomorrow?
Well, wait, yeah, that's a racist-ass commercial, man.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about shit.
Dude, what did the goat do to the woman? Was it, again, bestiality rape? Did he mug her?
That's the thing. Can you decipher what does this commercial have to do with Mountain Dew other than the racist cop drinking it?
Well, first of all, it says I don't have Mark Furman. First of all, I don't know how this is a positive ad for Mountain Dew because it says, "Hey, our customers rape and rob women.
Yeah. Drink this and beat your wife."
Well, realistically, their customers just basically like play video games at all times of the hours. Like that's basically who drinks Mountain Dew, or if you're at Taco Bell.
Yeah, I didn't get anything about it.
Hey, look, he's trying to go outside the box. You're not trying to make a mundane
commercial.
You're just
trying to get eyes. It's all about getting eyes, I guess, and attention.
We just watched that, a Holiday Inn commercial where, like, you're staying with me and me and me.
And you're like, ew, I don't want to stay with you or you or ew, you must smell like cabbage.
Gross.
So Gleason's
like you fart in bed.
So Gleason's other commercial was, it was funny. It brought you laughs.
I was laughing at how bad it was, for the record. It's not funny.
It's not funny?
Oh, it's horrible.
Did it make you laugh?
Just what was going on. Like, they actually, Mountain Dew put money into this? That had me laughing. It was more of a jaw dropped, staring at it blankly kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, really bad.
Still not as bad as during the last Olympics where after Gabby Douglas wins the gold medal, they have the commercial with the monkey on the rings doing another gymnastics act. It was just a little insensitive. What? And I couldn't believe it happened. That was just an unfortunate programming mistake.
That's just bad timing.
Yeah, whoops. We didn't know she was going to win. It wasn't like someone's like, oh, when that black girl wins, we're playing the monkey commercial.
I didn't know there wasn't some bitter programmer like standing there going, win the gold, win the gold. I got something for you, bitch.
I mean, that's better than like, let's say they play like that Popeye's chicken commercial. It was like, I got Louisiana Southern chicken right here.
Oh, I wish they had played right after the monkey. Like, just play everything. And just went for like checks for cash, like instantly, or those loans that they give you before you
can have I actually paid say this, Jillian, as a black woman, I don't find you nearly sassy enough, as movies would have me to believe.
And where's your long-ass nails?
I don't like long nails. I like keeping mine nice and trim.
I mean,
it's actually easier to scratch people with that way.
You should, according to TV and movies, you should be sassier, snap your fingers a lot more, mm-hmm. And then whenever I say,
listen, child, don't you even start with me. You know, sometimes the Kool-Aid has to be stirred. Yeah.
And give a condescending.
I can't do it.
Just give a condescending, mm-mm.
Oh, I've done the, mm-hmm. I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She said miant once.
Miant.
Miant.
What is that?
It's Jamaican.
My aunt and white people talk.
Oh.
Miant.
Miant.
I say my aunt, and he goes into miant.
Miant.
Maybe you didn't say it like that. I just
my
say.
Aunt.
Miant.
That's just weird because I say my aunt.
Yeah, black people say aunt.
Yeah. Well, that I know, but auntie? Miant's a good thing.
Mm. Well, I guess I have a point. An aunt is A-N-T.
Actually, that's one of those things. Like, if you want to do a Jamaican accent, just start with the word miant and finish the sentence, and you'll be right in there.
Miant, boy.
My aunt called me the other day. This launches you right in.
This launches you right in.
The size.
It's a jumping off board.
Wait. The size of a tangerine.
The size of a tangerine.
Exactly. So now if we ever need Jamaican, my aunt.
My aunt.
All right. Well, the racist commercial. There. Now we got it out of the way. We got our racism out of the way.
I was not really offended.
Racism is killing me inside.
Watch the ad. Watch the ad.
It sounds just like it was a shitty ad. But I'm offended for people who are in the communications industry.
Yeah. But if you're listening to the show for racism, just remember Brian is in the room. We will get our share.
I'm not a racist at all. I just love pointing out racist stuff.
He lives for it. He loves it. It makes his day.
Look, some people, they think that, you know, like the pie in the face is funny. I think racism is funny.
What do you think of, I don't know if you're following the Derby, tomorrow, but...
Racing, huh?
Yeah. What do you think of Black Onyx scratching at the last minute? So like a black horse.
I figured, well, realistically, Black Onyx, you figured to get out the gate late. You'd be like,
but then still win somehow.
Beat all the other horses were white horses.
It just took its time, you know, and it still blew past them.
Okay, here, I mean, a good, I guess good, bad racism, but like, if you forget like all the statistics of the horses, but let's say they're all colored white and there's this one black horse.
Always bet on black.
I'd just be like, I've been on that black horse.
Always right bet on black.
That black horse looks like it's just faster.
Let it ride.
There you go. Racism. Are we good?
Yeah.
We good? Mm-hmm. Out of our systems?
Remember, black horses are faster than white horses.
Always. It could be a black filly. Still going to beat all the white stallions.
They could jump higher.
For some reason, I'm too tired for this.
I got hit with the spit.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Is that me?
What?
Did I spit on you?
No, he got me.
I had a laugh.
Yeah.
All right. Have you guys ever had a lucid dream before?
That's where you can control things in your dream.
Where you are in your dream, but you realize you're dreaming, and then you have total control of your dream?
Once for like 2 seconds and fucked it up.
Yeah. I've had it more than once in my life. It's pretty cool. So the reason I bring it up is Brooklyn-based Bitbanger Labs has come up with a sleep mask that allows for lucid dreams.
Fuck you.
I sleep with sleep mask all the time. Let's do this.
Pretty much what it does, it goes over your eyes when you're sleeping, and when you enter REM sleep, it blinks a red light. A very subtle red light that bleeds into your dream. So when after a while of conditioning, a few days, maybe a few weeks, when you see the red light in your dream, you're like, I'm dreaming.
You're on.
And you're in. So you're inception right there.
Wait. Is the person leading this protocol first name Frederick, last name Kruger?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Come on, Kruger. I mean, I don't...
Yeah, he just likes to go by Uncle Freddy.
I mean, how cool would it be to control your dream, though?
Like, it's the best. They say the first thing people do is fly. It's like the first thing you do in your dream.
That'd wake me up.
Well, they said it takes a little conditioning.
I don't want to fly. That scares me. The first thing I want to do is have sex with, I don't know, fill in the blank.
That would be like all the best dreams that I've woken up from realizing I'm in a dream have all been sex ones. So that would probably be my go-to.
Like having sex and being rich. There are the two. There we go.
The only dreams I've ever woken up from is where I fall down.
Yeah.
And then I wake up like a, you know, like.
Well, that's pretty common.
I hate that, though.
The zombie dreams I really have a problem with. Like,
you have zombie dreams?
All the time. Like, that's why I won't watch Walking Dead Sunday nights like before going to bed. Because I wake up, I'm like exhausted from running and saving my family members. And fuck Brian, I'll find another boyfriend, but I only have one little sister.
Like, I had a really bad week of dreams this past week. Like, every night was a bad dream. So I think I pay for this just to avoid, like, have control. I had a dream that I was being forced to cut off my own finger with a pair of nail clippers.
Oh, dear God.
I'll leave you specific.
Seriously, I had a dream that my car exploded again.
That was real life.
No, but new car. I had a dream that, like, there were earthquakes and shit, and I couldn't find anybody.
Not dreams.
Fucked up things.
Not dreams like I have where it's like, oh, you're back at your old job. Oh, damn it, how am I back here?
No, that's my day-to-day life.
Yeah, that's why you don't have that dream.
I have mundane dreams, man. Like, I dream about, like...
cupcakes.
Paying bills and dumb shit.
Your dreams suck.
My reality's all right, though. I'm pretty,
So then, he likes the situation. He'd rather have his reality be awesome and his dreams suck.
No, I don't know. I don't know what I'm thinking. What, usually in my sleep, I'm just thinking about dumb things.
Oh,
like,
no. There was that one time where you scared the living shit out of me.
I thought someone was coming in my window to grab her. And from my sleep, I jumped over her off my bed and, like, got into, like, a attack stance right by my window.
Like, aha! Gotcha! And I was half awake, and I saw that. I was like, oh, my God. What the fuck's going on? And then he starts giggling to himself, which makes it worse, where I think, oh, God, he's fucking lost his mind.
He's correct.
And this is how I'm going to die. I can't fight him off.
She had no context. I didn't say anything about it.
He just starts doing, I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to die. Why?
I still am also in love with the concept of your mundane dreams. Like paying bills and paying your rent, going to work.
Yeah, like
and occasionally saving Jillian from a rapist coming through a window.
I picture you coming home and just being like before bed, like, good news, Jillian, you got nothing to worry about because all my dreams are coming true in the daytime.
Yeah, man.
Living the dream.
My dreams just aren't very fun. I don't know. I don't dream of like fun things.
I remember having a dream, this was semi-lucid, of driving towards, I guess what you could call a giant monster, like a Rancor from Star Wars. Yeah. And right before I hit the thing, I went, wait a minute, I'm sleeping. And I opened my eyes for a second, closed my eyes, fell right back to sleep, and I was on the other side of the Rancor. I went, I have superpowers here.
That's better than mine, where I am one of those people, again, also being uber Christian, where I've had the dreams where scientifically says that your body's paralyzed, but you're awake now.
Oh, those dreams?
And I feel like a demon sitting on top of my chest. And that's been experienced throughout the ages. And back in the day, legitimately, people thought it was like a succubus
yeah.
coming to attack a woman.
I had that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I remember that pretty vividly. Turns out your brain's just fucking with you.
And I remember like a voice and things like that. So it was like, was it a demon or do I just suffer from that scientific condition?
I always dreamed that I got blown out of airlock like in Aliens.
While you were paying your bills?
No. This was like this was a cool dream.
I was sweeping the floor.
When I was a kid. This is when I had cooler dreams, I guess. And like I was fighting it, I got blown out the airlock, and I died in my dream. And then I just like,
you die in your dreams, you die in real life.
No, but but you know, like in that. But like when I died, though, I guess like I went back to like where like Keanu Reeves comes in, he talks to the guy in like the room with fucking TVs. Oh, Keanu Reeves, I guess like
oh,
I
was, the
like,
fucking art.
Yeah, I kind of went to one of those things, yeah. And it was like, yeah, this is the Matrix, bro. Like this is, you know,
dude. If heaven turns out to be that room, I'll be like, heaven is really hell. Please send me to hell.
Oh no, heaven's a shitty movie.
This doesn't make any sense.
Concordedly, I don't know what that word means, and I'm an English major.
I'll take the blue pill. It's like, you already took it.
There's a great, since we're on Matrix somehow, there's a really funny video online. I suggest you look it up. It's going viral and everything. It's a guy whose mother had never seen the Matrix before, and he sits down and he watches with her once and then records her replaying the plot, and it's awesome. She didn't know what the fuck happened in the movie. Her eyes were closed for all the action scenes, and she can't get any of the names right. Then Neo met with Moshimo. And you can see the kid laughing in the background the whole time.
Dude, I can't even recall if I saw the third Matrix, if I had given up on it by then.
The third Matrix was a lot of close-ups of guys shooting at the squids.
Is that when Neo flies? I don't think
Neo flies from like the second one on.
He flies at the end of the first.
Yeah, they're right.
The last shot of the movie.
Was it zips up saving the girlfriend, smoking my bowl?
Well, let's get back on the sleep thing real quick, because you could actually do that Matrix shit with this if you were to train your brain. How much do you think it is going to run for?
$700.
Julie? Just in four easy payments of $399, sorry.
You're both wrong. $95. Not bad.
That's just three easy payments. I was off. Actually, it's two. Two and a half.
Hey, man. I don't know if I necessarily like a nice little laser beam in my eyelid like when I'm sleeping.
I just don't like the idea of Freddy Krueger gang in my head.
No, because Freddy will get in regardless. Mm-hmm. This way you could fight him better.
They're going to use the next Freddy movie because they'll make another Freddy movie.
I hope not if that last one.
That one,
that one wasn't even scary. That one was putting me to sleep. I fell asleep to that. I had sweet lamb dreams that night.
I miss quotable Freddy.
You see the thing where they miss out in that movie, they try to make it like you feel like how tired they were, and like that's what they were really going for. Like they could not stay up. Yeah. Instead of like the fear, yeah. Like you know that's and the Freddy was done. I thought he was all right, but like it took the whole essence of Freddy away. You know
that, and they really played up the child molester thing.
Oh please,
they wanted a much more of a bad guy.
Yeah, because you forgot he was what he died for when he was.
Oh,
in the older
I never
movies.
Forgot. I thought it was great. The parents like, you know, long time ago there was a child pervert in the neighborhood. They let him get away with it, and so we burnt him to death. We talked about it for years at barbecues and block parties, and now he's come back to wreak his revenge.
Remember when we killed that janitor? Great.
Lousy smarch weather.
He's wearing that stupid sweater.
What was it? Was that robot chicken where the little girl gives him the sweater and it's just itchy and it just all goes wrong, and that was a creation of Freddy Krueger? A series of unfortunate events to one person. At least I still have perfect skin.
And that was Nancy, who he then plagued for like six movies.
Yes.
Actually, well, up until Wes Craven's New Nightmare, right?
Was it the one where she
changed her...
No, it was the actress who played Nancy. Was
yes.
She was in the first two, and then she wasn't in another one.
No, she was in, like, Dream Warriors.
Yeah, Wes Craven...
She was the one who assembled the Dream Warriors.
Maybe not the same actress.
No, but the character of Nancy.
Oh, then, yeah, maybe.
What was the plot line that one? Wes was like, Freddy's actually an evil spirit that I was able to capture in the script or something
Yeah, and
like
he's
that.
Haunting
like,
the production of the movie. It's thanks actually not a bad.
Thanks for letting me know, Wes. No, that it sounds great, but that's where I'd be like, fuck you, Wes. Why the fuck did you cast me in this?
Yeah, right. And then you see Robert Englund, and he can't stop painting Freddy portraits.
No.
He's like, I don't know why I'm compelled. Like, you don't recognize the makeup, bro?
I gotta watch that. Yeah. I've only seen parts.
Well, let's jump ahead. That was the news. Let's do a little stupid people.
Cock, flag, and eagle.
stupid people.
All right, first story. Back to the most magical place on Earth.
Florida.
Florida. We're just going to talk about this cop. This cop has been fired 8 times.
How did he get fired 8 times?
Rehired
police
officer? 7?
We're getting into it. Has been shifted around, and now he's about to get fired a 9th time.
Kind of like a Catholic priest, sorry.
Yeah, well, a little bit. This guy, Sergeant German Bosque.
Great name.
That's not a real name. That's like a fucking Marvel
German
villain.
Bosque.
That's a nationality and a Star Wars bounty
that
hunter.
Is a Captain America bad guy.
No one can stop German Bosque.
We'll never get away with this, Bosque. Oh, yeah, Captain.
Speaking about Captain America real quick, do you know the new Captain America movie? Jean-Pierre is the Leaper.
Batroc the Leaper, yeah.
It's just the fucking gayest villain of all time. I leap.
He's a joke character in Marvel, so I have a feeling that he's going to be the guy that Cap busts in like the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Oh, there's no way that Jean-Georges St-Pierre is in a lot of the movie.
No, they're going to
be. He's a UFC fighter.
He's playing Batroc the Leaper. Anybody who reads comic books knows what the deal is with Batroc.
I'm going to say right now, I bet you when the movie comes out, Batroc the Leaper is going to do something totally badass in the beginning, right? He's going to run away, and then Captain America is going to hit him with the shield, and that's going to be the end of it.
Yeah, they're going to make him like a parkour dude or something. But anyway, let's save that for movies because that's relevant. All right, so where was I? So this guy, 9 times, getting fired because he left his assault weapon with his girlfriend's dad while on an 8-day leave, which is a no-no. You're not supposed to leave your gun unguarded. But he's fighting. He's fighting to come back onto the force, and they decided to pull up the list of why he was fired 8 previous times. Which I have here.
Buckle up.
Number 1, busting the skull of a handcuffed suspect.
Was he black?
Maybe.
Possibly. Yes.
It becomes weirder as we go. All right, so you're starting to think violent.
Please violence.
Especially with the next one, beating juveniles.
Beating that ass, all right.
And then, having dope and booze in his squad car.
I confiscated this.
Yeah, bullshit.
Put it in the front seat. And
ripping off suspects.
I confiscated this.
Falsifying reports?
I couldn't remember quite clearly.
Participating in an unauthorized chase where 4 people were killed.
I like reenacting scenes from really awesome films.
I tried to make the light. Uh-huh. And finally, my favorite, calling in sick from Cancun.
Dude, that war is a bitch. Did they put the ice cubes in there and your margarita? You thought you were playing it safe. Nope, you've got Montezuma's revenge.
This guy sounds like he works for Gotham City Police Department.
No, this guy's in a pool, like an infinity pool, overlooking the Pacific, leaning back going, yeah, on his phone. Yeah, can't come in. Stomach bug. Bad sushi. Meanwhile, this kid's playing, like somebody's serving him a mojito.
I don't know why, but I imagine the steel drums playing in the background, even though we're in Mexico.
Another Simpsons reference right there, where Quimby's doing his whole speech, and then the guy, he's actually in Jamaica, and the guy with the steel drum wanders into the shop. He's like, get those steel drums out of the mayor's office. Sorry, man.
So, what was he going to get fired for this time?
For leaving his gun.
First of all, it was guarded. I left it with my girlfriend's dad. He's an upstanding citizen.
But the question is, how stupid do you have to be to get fired from the same job 9 times?
How stupid do you have to be to keep rehiring this person?
I think he just gets, like, shuffled about. This article doesn't necessarily say where he's, how this is working.
What happened to the concept of a permanent record? Why aren't there permanent records in life? I thought we had that.
Lawyers kill that shit.
Oh, that's actually what happened. He beat back the charges with his union-provided attorney.
Goddamn unions.
I know Lippy doesn't have anything on his record, even though he had like 2-3 DWIs in like a week.
Yeah.
Way to blow up his spot.
We talked about it before.
Oh, okay, good.
With him here.
Yeah. All right, good.
But yeah, that's stupid person one. Now we got a better stupid person.
Numero dos.
This one's getting some heat going on. New Hampshire. New Hampshire man loses life savings on a carnival game.
Oh, I saw that.
Guess the weight.
But it was only like $2,600.
$2,600. Yeah. This is what this guy, a little older than us, calls a life savings. $2,600. He apparently, you know, took his kids out. This guy's got kids. He's got $2,600 to his name. And he played the game where you throw like a ball into a little barrel. And he kept losing. And he only had like $200 on him. So he ran home, pulled out his life savings, presumably from under his mattress, and proceeded to lose it all.
No,
all he walked away with was a giant stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
It's a
$2,600. I actually read that whole story. What happened was, it's not like he played it all day and kept losing. He went back and was like, I double or nothing.
Double or nothing,
he
double
did
or
like
nothing.
Three or four times and lost all his money. And then the guy offered to give him $400 back and a banana. And he took his $400 and the banana back. And he was like,
it was $600 and a banana.
Yeah. And he was like crying foul at the guy.
Oh, he's considering a lawsuit. He's like, I was made a sucker.
And it's actually
You are a sucker.
It was actually kind of fucked up because now the guy, when he has a pending law case, can't travel with that carnival and play and, you know, make his living because he has a pending law case.
Well, intro our new heroes, collegehumor.com, who released a short video on the subject. And if it got more than a certain amount of likes, they were going to give this man $2,600 and the Kinect. The Xbox Kinect that he was so desperate to win.
That's what he wanted to get. This is the shittiest add-on ever.
Why would you want a Kinect? At that point, go
buy
a Kinect.
Because you're poor and he thinks it's luxury.
You know, it's not $2,600 for a Kinect.
It's like $100.
I'm feeling saucy today.
So, at the point of this recording, I don't know if he got his money back. But that is ridiculous.
Those Carl games are all rigged, though. Like, I remember I went to the San Gennaro Festival, and I hit the thing with a mallet.
Almost blew up his Movado
watch. My
watch
blew off my wrist, and it was like 50. Like, I was like 50. Like, god damn.
And your watch went flying?
Like, because the first time I hit it, it went pretty high. And then the second time I hit it, it was like hitting concrete. It was like, boom. Like,
gotcha.
And I was like, oh, all right. I obviously did something.
Yeah, you got to get a good arc on those things. It's all about
no. I think they did
there's
something.
There's a guy back there.
They probably had
make it stiffer or some shit. But
because God forbid we give up on these lead-ridden little stuffed pugs, so that his girlfriend can be happy.
Yeah, you don't want to get the like bad knockoff stuffed Pikachu.
They'll give you whatever you want if you spend like a certain amount of money at the game. Like if you spend like $15, they'll give you whatever toy you want.
Normally,
yeah.
At any carnival I've been to, but those are stupid. And then those carnival toys end up just in the garbage anyway.
Oh, yeah. Not the ones I pick. I pick the good ones.
I like just playing the game itself. Like that's the challenge and the but like not so much the carnival, but like Adventureland or like Six Flags, so they're not that to just kill you.
Brian likes competing at every moment in life. I've seen him play video games and play chess on his phone at the same time. He must at all times be competing.
Games are fun. I get that though.
I don't need to compete. Games are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're competing.
Who am I competing against with the carnival thing?
Sometimes yourself. Against I see it with the carnival doing the puzzles. Thing. You're just like playing the games, competing.
You're just there to beat that carny.
And it's win it.
I guess so.
And it's win it.
I think you just like playing.
Yeah, playing the game is fun. All right, so we got another stupid person here?
No, that's it for stupid people. We only got the two this week.
All right, so you're going into...
Is the world getting smarter?
No, I just didn't have a lot of time today.
Damn.
All right.
But just hoping.
We have a little price of admission.
Price of admission, G.
Oh, I really think that intro is about when you're at a movie and it's just so good that you just gotta like bust a cap, you know?
It just made me laugh, guys.
I'm a white guy, I don't know anything about this.
I found the riff online and it's just like, it's so gangsta. I don't know. Like,
something about this has gotta be gangsta.
Yeah, well, the obvious movie for this week to start off with is Iron Man 3.
And we're gonna do a full review of that in a bonus segment. We actually just saw it.
I'm actually a little taken aback on how to handle this because we actually are fresh from the theater and I don't want to go into it too much.
No, let's just go. Let's do the review.
Because this movie can be spoiled the shit out of. It has a lot of things you don't see coming.
Oh, definitely. I thought it was really good and I definitely paid the price of admission to see it.
Now I regret not going. Damn it.
Yeah, a lot going on there. I'll just say Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 78%. Director Shane Black of Lethal Weapon and Predator fame. And I liked his style. I thought he did a good job with it. And I thought the acting was great. It's funny.
It was really funny.
A couple big plot things here and there, but you could deal with it.
Now, is that supposed to be the last Iron Man alone movie, standalone movie?
That's what they're saying. That's the rumors. That they may do a spin-off War Machine, which would be kind of cool.
Yeah, Don Cheadle, the character he's playing, isn't that funny.
Like, his best stuff is playing against Robert Downey.
Yeah.
Like, those two have a really good dynamic together.
Yeah, back and forth with each other.
So I don't know how great it would be without Robert Downey, but who knows? It's Marvel. I'll see what they put out. Until they start generating crap, I'm not going to give them...
Ever since they've taken control of a lot of their properties, they've done quality work.
Yeah, and they're starting to get some of their power. I think they just got Daredevil back. I think they got Punisher back.
Oh, I'm so happy Robert Downey Jr. beat drugs.
Yeah. That worked out well for him.
Yeah, that was really beautiful.
And he found that role of Iron Man.
Yeah, but all those years of doing drugs led him to that character.
Oh, yeah, it makes him a better actor, actually. I think.
So they got Daredevil back. Is Ben Affleck already
no.
biting at the bit?
Ben Affleck now has a quality career.
As a behind the screen.
As a good director. Yeah.
Who comes on screen and makes himself a star.
And takes his shirt off for no reason several times in a movie.
Did he's you got that good... in Argo?
Yeah. There's like three shots of him pulling his shirt
he's
off.
He's got a good body.
Yeah, and he knows it because he puts us through it. And I like Argo,
sexy
too.
Sexy, and he knows
But there
it.
Were points where he's like, I'm like, are you taking your shirt again, bro? Like, why? Why do you keep doing that?
It's like Matthew McConaughey, Mr. Star Wars, all right. Sir, I think this is a good point in the movie for me to take off my shirt.
I know. I'm terrible. But they just keep giving me money, and I keep doing movies.
And I just keep taking off my shirt.
I just keep taking off my shirt. Magic Mike, go see it.
What a great piece of shit.
You loved it, didn't you?
Yeah, I loved it, but it was hard. We were sitting there, sorry to go off Iron Man, but my girlfriends and I were doing a Bachelor Girl Night In, and we sat there analyzing and go, wait, is that the A plot line? Is that the B plot line? Wait, I thought he was a star, and what the fuck is going on, and this is just stupid.
All those guys are in great shape, but I wouldn't want to be the guy standing next to the dude from True Blood. That guy is just jacked.
Oh, the giant werewolf dude?
Yeah, Flash, whatever, yeah. From
Flash
Spider-Man.
Thompson? I can't say his real name, so I'll just call him Flash.
I have no idea what his real name is.
Marlon Jello, Margin.
Yeah, his name is Joe Italian last name. That's unpronounceable.
He's from Pittsburgh.
He Googleyada.
It's like mayonnaise-o or something.
Mangelano. He grew up in Pittsburgh,
it's
down
got
the block from my friend.
Four of every vowel in there.
Yeah.
And he tried to punch Peter Parker.
I just call him Wolfman.
Wolf guy. Fuck him. But
Back to Iron Man.
Well, actually, good news for you. They are making a Magic Mike too. So you can have
that's
your Bachelorette night again.
That's for real?
I saw the
headline. Magic Mike, man. It's even more Magic Mike.
I don't know what in that movie would warrant a sequel.
Well, because they go make a strip club in, they were in Tampa, which sounds like the shittiest place in Florida to have a male strip club. And then they go and they finally got their location in Miami. Now, woo, the big bucks are going to come in.
Magic Mike 2.
We've made it. We're going to be strippers in Miami.
But everyone always calls men pigs and shit, like whenever there's like stripper movies or something. But leave it to women to flock to a movie about male strippers so much. That they actually get. We didn't get like
a flash show, dance.
We didn't get
too.
A showgirls too,
or a flash dance or, too.
Yeah, or a strip tease too.
Well, there's a reason for that. All right, think of their demographic for male stripper versus female stripper.
Well, with female,
yeah, female strippers are way more.
With a male stripper, with a female stripper, you're going to go see a movie with a female stripper. With a male stripper, all you women have to get together. You have to drink a little wine. You got to head out. We're going to a movie together.
We had Diet Cosmos.
Then the movie comes on, and then the guy takes off his shirt in the movie for the first time. It's just nothing but woo! Woo! The whole time.
No.
Trust me, I've seen a Twilight movie in the theater.
No,
thank you, ex-girlfriend.
I'm a little bit cooler than that. Damn.
Did it happen, though? Like, did any
no,
of your friends start
till,
wooing?
Not till Chad, whatever the fuck his name is.
Channing?
Tatum Channing, yeah.
Tatum
Louisiana,
Channing.
Whatever.
Tatum when Channing.
When he did that spin move hanging from the rope, that was impressive. And then he did the worm thing. Like, that was impressive. That's hard to do.
We saw chicks doing that in Miami at that one strip club we were all at.
I applaud them.
I saw a girl take off her panties with her own heels. I was like, yo.
On a
that
pole.
That was impressive. I applaud.
Most impressive.
When she climbed up and just slid down into the straight split and just bam into the split, perfect.
She
well
had my
done.
Dollar.
Yeah.
Like, but what? Then I realized, wait, these girls are all ex-gymnasts just like my sister and my mother, and I got sad again. And that's the difference between male strippers versus female strippers. Female strippers typically have daddy issues and wealth for a movie, by the way. Perfect for a movie.
Nah,
you
know, they got
bad things that happen to you. Meanwhile, male strippers... I'm here for money. Got my construction job during the day just trying to pay my bills. This is great. Got girls grinding up on me, even the fatties. I don't care. That's the difference.
I'm sure that male strippers have a sad story, too.
And I want to see that movie. Let's do that for Magic
that wasn't,
Mike, too.
I didn't see the first one, so I can't
it was just
if,
kind of depressing. Like, you know,
right, so
he has his dream of making furniture, and you can't get the money together, and you just, you know.
That's really
all right, so Iron Man 3, go see it.
Yeah.
Magic Mike 2, looking forward to it.
Especially if you're a geek, you're going to... If you're familiar with the comics, you're going to pull out some things in the first few minutes and be... It might kill some of the surprise for you, but it's still worth it the way they go about it.
Yeah.
It's really
and
good.
And see our full review this week, too. We're going to put out another podcast this week with our full review.
Yeah.
Spoiler heavy.
Without me there, throw a Magic Mike comment.
Yeah,
sorry.
We'll probably be joined by our friend Justin Herman.
Yes. He also saw it with us.
Ramble on. No Holds Barred. So if you've seen it,
spoilerific,
and you want to see if we agree with you, listen to that one. That'll be up.
Wait. Spoiler: does Gwyneth Paltrow go on about being vegan and cooking healthy and leading living yoga?
She got great abs.
She does have great abs. Did you see her dress at the premiere?
No.
Well, you can see the sides, her butt, her thighs. Look at the pictures. I know you're not into like fashion, please, but this dress was amazing.
I'm not going to do that because I just saw Iron Man 2, where she's wearing yoga pants and a sports bra for the third act of the movie.
See through. You can see all.
I don't even find her that attractive.
Funny enough,
you don't find nice female butt attractive.
Not her. I find her kind of cunty.
She's kind of cunty, but her butt is perfect.
I'll look at her butt.
Funny enough, the fashion police were in the movie.
They actually were in the movie.
Joan Rivers?
Joan Rivers and the whole crew.
Damn it. Yeah. Juliana Rancic, too?
Whoever's on the show.
I just saw Joan Rivers.
No, the gay guy.
Osborne and Juliana Rancic.
It's a really quick shot.
Yeah, they make fun of War Machine's new look.
His new one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like it.
And they also had, like, Bill Maher in there.
So was that for, like, all the girlfriends who were dragged to this movie? Like, Sarah?
Probably. Same thing with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Sarah.
Fuck her.
You know, this goes out to the general public now. She's going to hear that. Yeah,
fuck her. She's dating a loser. Anyway.
Stefan's going to hear that.
Who's dating a loser?
This is all like personal talk.
Forget about that guy.
There's listeners here.
Yes. All right.
That
so
being said,
what's the other movie?
All right. Other movie. And this is one I found interesting. The Iceman.
Oh, that's with Shannon.
Michael Shannon.
Michael Shannon, yeah.
About notorious contra killer Richard Kolinsky.
Didn't they have an HBO special on him like in the 90s?
I believe so. They did like a documentary.
The Iceman Killer was actually on it.
Yeah. And, you know, the story of how
Ice Truck Killer?
Not Dexter. No. Iceman.
Story of how the Iceman killed over 100 men while appearing to be living a normal life as a husband and a father. He was actually a hitman, and he killed.
How have I not seen this on Discovery ID or
it's
Lifetime?
Been around.
Yet?
It's a pretty. I've heard the story a few times because I think there was a doctor.
I remember when I was a kid, maybe I was like 10.
Well, he was arrested in 1986.
Yeah,
so it had to be when
this
we
is all like the late 60s, 70s, New York. He's New York.
I remember the smiley face killer who was a trucker going cross country raping.
No. This isn't like
this guy wasn't a mass murderer or a serial killer.
He was just a hired.
He wasn't an ice cream guy either. They just called him the Iceman because he was just like
that
ruthless.
Good.
Yeah, he was ruthless more than anything. Like it had nothing to do with like.
Wait,
ice cream.
Did he look like Val Kilmer? Did you fly planes?
Well, at the point when I saw him, he was an old man.
Yeah, I don't remember it too well. That's why I was intrigued by this movie because it's Michael Shannon playing him, and as we all know,
I will cump punt the next person that does shit like
Michael
that.
Michael Shannon is like the perfect bad guy.
The guy can play crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I wish you had a sound clip of him doing that email.
That Superman trailer on the big screen.
Whew. It's going to be really good. That comes out, June?
Does he say, I am Zod?
No, he has not said his own name.
The only time you heard him talk so far, was in the thing on MTV where he was like, I'm giving you 24 hours to surrender yourself, son of Kal-El, whatever.
Yeah.
And,
you're a fugitive.
OMG, Becca. Sorry.
And he actually has two lines in the trailer. He's like, I will find him. Like, that's about it. And then he says something else.
I'm actually super psyched for. I mean, I know that it's coming out soon. We're going to get to that. But this whole like last couple weeks with Michael Shannon, I just think he's a great actor, man. I just watched the whole Boardwalk Empire series up till now, up to date. And then the Iceman movie looks like it's going to be pretty good. Superman looks like it's going to be pretty good.
I thought it was just going to be in it for Charles Brandon,
well,
for God's sake.
Be ready soon because June 14th. He's Man of Steel.
Shit, so that's about a month away.
About a month.
God, please don't let anything bad happen to actor who played Charles Brandon in The Tudors. I love him so very much.
Who's he in the
Is
movie?
It Jim Cavill?
He is Superman. Jim Cavill. He plays Superman. And I do not want the Superman curse hitting him.
I think you're getting his name wrong.
It's like Cavill or something like that.
Henry Cavill.
All right.
Yeah.
Cavill?
I've been saying Cavill.
Look, Charles Brandon from The Tudors, everyone.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm like trying to say Jim Caviezel. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like
Jesus.
Yeah, I know, but like, I'm trying to
get wrong allegory, buddy.
Well, I'm trying not to get the two mixed up, you know?
Yeah, it's Henry Cavill, whatever.
He was in Immortals and Tudors and shit.
But he looks like a fuck ton like Superman.
Yeah, he looked really good.
And the trailer has punching.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting a Superman movie with punching. I've been waiting so long for that.
Why, there's no punching before?
Did you see Superman Returns? He doesn't lift a finger.
He, like, takes care of his Tamagotchi.
No, I haven't seen any Superman movie since the 80s.
You're getting all psyched, and he lifts and carries the whole movie. He gently puts a plane down. He lifts up a mountain. It's his pick-up move.
He fucking...
Yeah, exactly. That's how I was in the theater.
That movie was just a snooze fest. But going back to Iceman, I don't know if that's not going to get me to go to the theater, But I would definitely check that movie out otherwise.
Dude, all I do whenever he's not around is watch Discovery ID. He thinks I watch Real Housewives. No, I watch shows about women killing their husbands and children and shit like that. Crazy bad things.
I can't watch those shows because whenever it's like a true crime show, like we had 48 hours to figure out who it was. I'm like, it's the husband. It's always the fucking husband.
It's almost 9 times out of 10, it's a spouse.
Yeah, it's always a spouse or the live-in boyfriend, girlfriend.
No, I watch the shows where they basically tell you from get-go who did it. It's just watching. There's remember that one. It was like basically everyone who dies on their honeymoon, and it's basically the person they married who kills them.
The scariest show.
Like, you know, there's the one that was a Huntington couple, and I called you, and I'm like, hey, come in, honey. Are they actually filming in Huntington?
The scariest one of them all was Unsolved Mysteries with Robert Stack because his voice was scary, and they were Robert unsolved. Stack.
That music.
They were unsolved too. So it was like no one ever found out what happened to Becky. She could be with you or something like that. Like,
oh, and they throw in the ones where it was like ghosts or extraterrestrials, and like now you got supernaturally crazy on me. Now I'm really scared.
That was the start of the end. Yeah, like I've been watching that Jodi Arias case a little bit.
Yeah,
and like now they're getting into their final deliberate. Like they prepped the jury and everything.
Dude, why did we show pictures of his junk?
Oh, of his mutilated body.
No, not the mute. They show pictures of the pictures that he sent her of his junk.
Oh, those. Yeah, well, that was early on.
Talking about Brett Favre?
But the point is.
No.
The point is, this poor guy gets killed, and they're like putting all this coverage into this case. And I'm like, of course it's her. It's always the girlfriend.
No. There's no doubt they know it's her, but it's a matter of why she did it. And that will determine.
She's still fighting the whole thing, saying, I had no idea. Bullshit.
She's like, he abused me, and then I just went out of it. No, bitch. What he did was he used you, and he didn't do it in a very smart way. He was kind of conflicted about it, and then when he finally wised up and said, you know what, I'm going to sleep with you one more time for the crazy hot sex that crazy girls provide, but then I'm going to go on vacation with this other chick who I might actually have a future with, and you didn't like that.
Yeah.
And instead of just, you know, cutting yourself or losing a bunch of weight or getting fat like the rest of
reasonable
us,
shit.
You killed him. You actually killed him. We all think about it sometimes or just have our revenge fantasies, but you actually killed him, and it was very gruesome. For what that little girl did to him, she has to be legitimately crazy. Yeah,
what did she actually do to him?
She slit his throat. They shot him. Slit his throat to the point where you actually hit bone.
She hit spine. And they show this shit in the court on TV. And they're like, I don't need to see. This is. And she like apparently dragged his body into the shower. And you just see him slumped up. Oh, it's really gross.
I didn't see those pictures.
Really upsetting shit.
It's really horrible.
But point is, it's always the girl.
That's the way media is now, though. A case that normally shouldn't get like national coverage. It's just a murder case.
Oh,
Casey Anthony.
Hot white girl does something bad, or hot white girl or little white girl disappears. We are all on top of that.
I would love to see like funny cases, like the guy who fell through the roof of that liquor store. I would like to see his trial.
The problem is his trial takes about an hour and a half because he's on video.
But it'd be so funny to hear his defense, or like
his defense would be, I was on the video. I can't even lie.
I know you hate reality shows, but would you watch a reality show that was dumb court cases?
You mean like Judge Judy?
No.
We really
legitimate
dumb court
cases, of a stupid nature. Where, like,
I don't give a shit about it. I could not muster the.
You could watch it once, and we can get all your stupid people right there.
No, do you remember?
Yeah, but I like doing a little homework.
Do you remember the 1001 Ways to Die, where it was the cat burglar who was like super good at cat burglaring, and he went after that guy's like precious Corvette that he only took out once a week. So he was a legitimate cat burglar. He comes down through the roof on his like little wire and everything like that. Very impressive. Very, you know, Tom Cruise and whatever Mission Impossible. He gets caught in the fucking wire.
Nice.
And it's on video. It's on legitimate video. And he's just hanging there. And they go through the whole process. Like at this hour, blood's rushing to the head. It's moving away from the body. This hour, now he's starting to starve to death. And the guy whose car it is won't come back for a whole week to take out his kids on a driving outing. So the cat burglar who was, San Francisco cops, wherever the hell he was, could not get this guy. He was so good. Fucking died from his own apparatus.
I picture him getting tangled up there, like as he's leaving his calling card, which is a single red rose and a card with a cat printed on it. Like a black cat.
He's just hanging there. It's
imagine the shock of like you walk in to get your Corvette and it's a corpse hanging there. Like, what the fuck?
What happened while we were gone?
I'd be like, good. Fuck you. Don't fuck with me ever again.
I got him! I got him!
What's my reward?
It was all me. Beat him up while he's hanging there.
Now, if you're that guy, when you go back, you see the corpse there, do you still go on your Sunday drive before you call the cops? Or do you like,
Yeah, you'll get one Sunday a week.
Listen, I'm very successful. I work a lot. That's why I have this whole hanger for my beautiful car. So I call the cops. He's here. I've had my maid stand by, make sure nothing happens to it. Me and the kids are going out for ice cream. See ya.
You guys handle this without me.
I pay taxes.
Ooh, free range corpse.
Kids, pinata.
That's right. Rosita has her kids, nephews come around, all the kids from the neighborhood. Pinata.
Now, like, what if he didn't come back in like a month? Would his head have blew up because all the blood would have rushed to it?
And oh,
his eyes would have popped.
Yeah, it would have. Oh,
he would have looked like the aftermath of an itchy and scratchy cartoon.
Like, his, and it would have been on the Corvette. It would just been like, he walked in and he saw his car, like, with the guy's head blown up all over it. It was just like, what?
I want one of the cops to have an iPod and just start playing Little Red Corvette by Friends.
Then you would have to, like, my insurance ain't covering corpse. Like, it was a guy's head blew up on it.
How was,
from my seat. Is that under house insurance? Is that under car insurance? Well,
yeah, pretty sure I don't have that covered.
Could you imagine the Allstate commercial? What's the other one?
State Farm does not cover you for that.
What's the other one? What's his face from
the
Oz?
Little Geico lizard walks away. I'm not having none of this.
Oh, no, that's not under your car insurance.
Hi. I'm a cat burglar just broke into your warehouse.
Oh, what's his face?
The mayhem dude, yeah.
Yes. I'm a cat burglar that died above your Corvette. My head's about to blow up because all the blood's going to it. I've been dead for 3 weeks.
If you got hope your you cut rape insurance.
Yeah, this will happen to you.
Then the rest of the commercial is just him quietly dangling.
Yeah, it's...
I love those commercials. All insurance commercials I find hilarious.
I love my favorite.
I get so sick of them now. Because Geico, do they really need 19 spokespeople?
Well, what was the other one where they played that Human League song? I'm only human. But it's hilarious. It's a great song.
I don't think
song.
I know that one.
Oh, some insurance company I think that I never even noticed because they had to get in on the game, apparently. Mm.
My favorite are the ones that you think are shitty local commercials, but they actually play everywhere. Like The General.
Oh my national. God.
For the longest time, I thought that was just...
He's national?
National. That's a national ad campaign.
Oh my God.
The bad little animated general with his, for some reason
Come
has a penguin.
General says on time.
Why does he have a penguin with him at all times?
I don't know.
He's raping that penguin.
Dude, when I was unemployed, I used to live for that commercial. It came on. It would just puzzle me and make me laugh. Like,
it's like... We're in 2013. Get some computer animation. I'm talking to you too, Nason X.
I mean, that was that
shitty
was,
bee.
Is that Antonio Banderas?
It is. So you think they'd put a little more money into animating?
They blew their load on Antonio.
That's where it all went. I was going to say that all of it went to Antonio.
The guy in the bee now. I don't know.
What I don't have much else going on.
Yeah. I kept arguing. Like, no, this guy sounds like him. And I'm like, holy shit, that is Antonio Banderas.
I am a sexy bee.
You would think that the day of Antonio Banderas would be a lot more full, but it's not. And I do bee commercials.
It's like, when I'm not playing a sexy cat, I play a sexy bee.
But I have a very recognizable voice.
Not much else nowadays.
Meow.
I'm Ron Perlman. Meow.
Good callback.
Meow.
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 Meow. Meow. All right, so Iceman. I would see it, but not in the theaters.
I'm not going to see it in theaters, no. But I am intrigued by it. So I will be watching it when it does come out.
I want to know when Discover ID is going to do some programming on this to promote
They've done
the movie.
It was
How
HBO.
I think
this is a small movie.
No,
I
want Discovery ID or Lifetime. That's what I live for.
Oh, okay. 68% on Rotten Tomatoes, by the way.
It's pretty good.
Respectable score.
Yeah.
And director Ariel Vroman, who, to what I could find, nothing I've ever heard of that she's directed. So
that's a made-up
I think this one was actually a little bit of an indie thing. But it looks kind of cool,
man.
Watch a trailer.
You got any more movies for the week?
No, those are the two big releases.
Well, I'm still looking forward to seeing Pain and Gain.
Yeah, I've been hearing mixed things.
No. First of all, if you sit in the back of a cab and listen to Sandy Kane, anytime he shits on a movie,
I don't
know
who Sandy Kane is.
He like does reviews for one of those
obviously
channels.
A pimp.
Sandy Kane.
He is kind of a movie douchebag. Like, he is the fat one and the skinny one rolled into one. Like, anything that's fun and legitimate, like, that you're just going to have a good time at, he hates
on. Of course, yeah.
He's, like, the school nerd that's just, like, using this opportunity to get back on the beautiful people.
That would be stupid, you know. It didn't follow the book.
No, he talks about this. Anyone who would enjoy this must be completely brain dead.
Oh, so he's a bitchy gay dude.
I can't tell if he's gay though.
Oh, I'm just hearing it in your voice, but you have a female voice, so
yeah.
I'm just hearing gay dude.
You just next time you're
you must be a Brendan.
No. He doesn't talk like that. He talks in a very straight way, and you must be a fucking moron.
Well, I already want to punch this guy in
this
the head.
This guy sounds like he wears briefs.
What is with your hair, dude? I want to know. Did you piss off the hair and makeup people? Did you piss off the gays on staff and give them a bad review of some movie? They're like, you get bad reviews.
Sex in the City 2 was repugnant.
You said something about the Birdcage, didn't you? And now they're fucking with you.
Robin Williams' performance in that movie, unrealistic. Right. They're like, we'll get him. Don't worry.
We got this, Robbie. No, Don't worry.
I talk shit about movies, too, that I passionately dislike, but I don't think you're stupid if you like them.
He basically insults you.
No, I think you deserve bad things to happen to you.
White
That's
chicks.
Even worse.
But I won't call you brain dead to your face. I'm just talking about Sandler movie. That's really it.
By the way, I feel the same way about Sandler. I've always felt the same way as Pete does. We bonded over that very quickly.
But that's pretty much my line. Yeah, like if you like the big budget, I don't like Transformers movies, but if you like them,
I like them all. I'm fine with them.
I don't mind them. I kind of like making fun of the things I don't like about
it's
them.
It's easy to make fun of. I'll make fun of you. You know what you do? You make fun of the movie on its own merits. Mm-hmm. You don't have to make fun of the people who are sitting there watching it necessarily. Because like even my rants on Sandler or Battleship or whatever, I have plenty about the movies that are terrible, not necessarily the audience. So yeah. I don't really like that kind of movie review where it's like, if you like this, lock yourself in a cave and beat yourself to death with a ball peen hammer.
That's what I don't like about Sandy Kane's, because he's not only insulting the director, producer, and the actors, but he insults the viewer as well.
Don't insult the audience.
Yeah.
That being said, if you like an Adam Sandler movie, kill yourself. All right, let's move on from movies. Unless you guys saw anything this week, aside from the obvious Iron Man 3.
I saw Noobs.
Noobs. Talk about Noobs.
It was actually it's on Netflix, and we actually talked about it like that'd be January.
A while back, we covered this one.
Yeah, so it's already made its way out on Netflix. It's just a really low budget, just like...
I had heard about it. I just knew it had Jason Mewes.
As a whole, it was all right. But it had a lot of good laughs in it, and if you're a gamer, it was a lot of fun.
Is it a game that's respectable to gamers? Like it actually
Gears of War.
Oh, nice! They didn't make up some bullshit game for it.
It's literally Gears of War is all over that bitch. Like Jason Mewes is the whole time is wearing a Gears of War hat.
Oh, because
Coltrane,
a movie like say what's it called, Grandma's Boy, which is all about the video game
fake,
development,
yeah.
And it's all a fake game, and it kind of takes you out because the fake game. They can't afford to make it look good.
Yeah.
You know, so you end up with this kind of cookie cutter game that they're playing. It takes you right out of it.
Movie,
so I like
the fact
that they're using
a real thing. Mickey Mouse.
The which one?
Movie The Golden Calf in Dogma.
Dogma?
Yes, that works as a Mickey Mouse for me.
Yeah, but that's... You don't have to watch animations of them.
Yeah.
Like when you see the guys playing the games, it looks totally bogus.
It looks really lame. And
you're looking at Wolfenstein 3D, basically.
That, my biggest pet peeve, is people playing video games in movies. Tell me if they do this. You've watched people play video games, right?
I'll describe what he's
Hands
doing.
Hands barely move, just the thumbs, right? But you watch a movie and it's like they got the control and they're like whipping it around and they're like putting their whole arm into it, and they're just shaking it and like hitting everything.
By the way, that's how girls play video games, and we've like lost 50 times.
You're watching a movie like a movie I love, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, where Paul Rudd is sitting there with Seth Rogen. They're playing Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat.
They're
playing it pretty good. They're nailing all the finishing moves, but they're like fighting their controllers. They're like just violently spazzing out on them.
Well, Paul Rudd is a little bit older than us, but Seth Rogen's our age.
And you see that in every movie. It's like they're playing it like using it like they normally would. And the director's going, I can't tell if you're playing. Like, go nuts with it. And it actually takes me right out of the movie every time.
That makes a point.
Where they're like, they're holding the whole control with one hand and just poking at it with the other. Like, it doesn't...
That's the same thing as, I think they talked about in, like, another podcast, I can't remember which one, we're talking about how the unrealistic phone call in a movie, where you don't even wait for the other person to hang up before
they
you
never
do.
Say bye.
Exactly.
That drives me nuts. They never say goodbye.
Yes. And Tuesday. Like, all right, then. Click.
Do you like scary
even get
movies?
You won't even get an all right then. It'll be like, yeah, I got him. He's in my trunk. Click. Like, you don't...
No one ends a phone conversation that way.
I understand it's to move it along. And the other thing is like Dexter, he's always like ending his phone call in that abrupt way. But he's wearing gloves. It wouldn't work. It's a touch screen.
To go back to Noobs real quick, though, they take care of, they don't show them like their hands on the controller a lot. They show their faces and then what's literally going on in Gears of War 3.
Good.
So like the tournament basically goes, it's like best of three rounds. and like they show their character getting wasted in a game.
So okay, like, so it's like game footage, and I like that better.
It was kind of cool. They have like it was kind of cool. Like the best guy gets pissed off. And he's like, "None of you leave the spawn," right? And then he goes and just takes care of business. And it kind of felt a little dated to me because it was Gears 3.
Well, that's going to happen with a video game.
New Gears just came out, and they're talking about Gears 3.
I don't think that would take me out of it.
No,
just because at least it's still a relevant franchise. We're not talking about like...
And the other actual relevant franchise they had there was Frogger. Well, not relevant, but like it's a real game.
Yeah.
Because like, the way the story went is this an old gamer who came back out of retirement to get the one record he never got.
Okay.
Not the record.
So he's like the guy from King of Kong?
Yeah, okay. Basically. And he ends up finding his son that has an illegitimate son.
He had time to have sex.
No, this guy's like a multi-millionaire. Like he invented snow globes.
Oh, gotcha.
So, all right, that's a stretch. But all right,
it's funny because he's thinking about entering the tournament, and his fucking guy is just like his assistant is like, "Don't enter the tournament. The prize is only worth $2,000. You make millions of dollars a day by running your business." He's like, "Don't do it." And he's like, "I can't advise you to do it." And the guy's like, "No, I think I'm gonna get this Frogger record." And he's like,
"So he is based off the guy from King of Kong."
Yeah,
that is actually like the true story of that. The guy, what's his name? Not Steve Weeb. The other guy, Billy
Mays here.
No, I forget his actual name, but he actually runs like a hot sauce empire, and he spends all his time playing Donkey Kong and getting high scores.
Then yeah, they basically took that character and just made it into this guy.
Yeah, well, they took that real dude.
I mean, yeah, made that guy into this character. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a lot of good laughs. It's got Jason Mewes to, like, anchor it, so you're not just, like, you know, cause he's pretty funny.
Yeah, and he's going to bring the energy.
You know the little kid from Roll Miles, the black kid?
Yeah.
I'm almost positive that's the little kid, because he was just like
he's got to be a little older.
He's like, he's like maybe 13.
That and we all look alike to Brian.
No, but...
I wasn't going to say it, but we all knew it.
No, but because there's just the way he acted.
Yeah.
But because you could tell he's a teenager now, and that he was like 8 years old or something like that.
12. Probably 12.
Yeah. Or he's and like 17.
The only real transition we had was like those PSP commercials he did for a little while.
Yeah.
They didn't run long enough.
Don't quote me on that. It's the exact same kid, but I think it's that kid because just the way
that. Or he reminds you of that kid.
Yeah. At least he was dropping F bombs all. And Bill Bellamy made a little appearance.
All love Bill
and
Bellamy.
And Casper Van Dien. And they refer to him as the guy from the Starship Trooper movie.
Where was Simon Rex?
He was in Scary Movie 5.
He actually is.
I love Dirt Nasty, all right? No one talks about
that. That's his rap name, right?
Yeah, it's
no one wants to buy a rap album from
Simon Rex. His album is fucking hilarious.
I found him to be kind of funny, but like, come on. The guy's a joke.
He's funny. I love him.
He's all right.
He's cool with Mickey Avalon. What happened to Mickey Avalon?
Who the hell is Mickey Avalon?
Who are these people?
My dick is bigger than your dick, or whatever that song
Oh,
was.
Your dick got the AIDS.
Who cares
if he's friends with that guy?
Mickey Avalon's
like,
pretty cool.
You know who I'm friends with? The guy who's like, did the song because I got high. Afro Man.
Afro Man,
Me, I'm down with Afro Man.
Well, I didn't see any movies this week, but I did see one. I saw a documentary that I've been meaning to see, which is called Queen of Versailles.
I've heard of that.
The Versailles Palace that was being built in Florida by David Siegel. I think his name is David Siegel, who's like the big time guy in timeshare real estate.
Right.
And it was a documentary about them building the house, and then when shit went bad with the economy and what happened to his business, and how they almost had to sell. Like, they pretty much put up the house for auction. They put up everything they owned for auction. It's just usually watching a rich fan. Shut up.
I'm sorry. But what made me laugh about that was his face while playing that.
If only we had video.
He got all wide-eyed and crazy head. Like, turned all red and shit. That movie sounds depressing as hell.
It's not depressing because I watched this actually on Bravo instead of on Netflix. And she was on afterwards with Andy Cohen, who I love. And she was talking about what's going on with their life now because the economy is bouncing back. The timeshare thing, business is going back up. They're fine now. They're fine. They still have Versailles. And what I liked about it is that before hearing about these people and hearing them tell me, they're like, oh, she's probably a complete bitch and a cunt. And he's probably like a complete jerk off. They're actually really down. They come off as really down to earth people. She's a really good person. And he actually was putting everything up he owned up for auction so that he wouldn't have to fire people. Is what he was doing. He didn't want to fire people.
Sounds like a snooze fest.
It was actually really interesting.
I like docs. I'll watch a documentary.
Yeah, I recommend that documentary.
That one probably end up low on my list.
She has a niece that was living with them. The niece like grew up with like I think her brother. She like you know, when she moved in with the mom, with her aunt, she's like, oh, well, I want to decorate your room. What was your room like back home? She's like, oh, you mean the dirt room? She, like, lived in a basement with a dirt floor. Like, this little girl grew up dirt poor, kind of abused, moves in with her billionaire aunt, and now is, like, filthy rich. So she's, like, experienced both sides of life. And her little bit of perspective on life was, for a 13 or 15-year-old, I don't know how old this girl was, but she was really interesting. Let's just do a documentary about that kid.
Mm.
That
we kid actually took... a recommendation for you. We watched that Nero Dreams of Sushi
documentary. Oh, Nero Dreams
of Sushi. Yeah, we watched that one.
That was... I've never been so interested in sushi.
It's an interesting story.
He actually wants to go to Japan afterwards, and he's like, Jillian, as much sushi as you eat, I kind of want to take you to the restaurant. I'm like, we'd have to go to Japan then. He's like, yeah, we should travel more. He hates flying, and I used to like...
And
we got
sushi.
Into a fight about that. Like,
I was very drunk at this point.
It's not going to happen. I'm never going to hold him to it. But it's just...
You're going to get on a cross
country
flight.
But he got really into the film.
I was like, this guy is just so... The Japanese, is like something's lost in translation where it's just like, they are so... It's like, I want to be the best sushi guy ever. That's all I will try to strive to be. And it's like, day and night, all I do is make sushi.
Yeah. He dreams of sushi.
Yeah. And like, his sons is like... They only had sons just so they could make sushi.
Yeah.
The one son with the exact restaurant in a different location, but it's opposite because his father's left-handed and he's right-handed.
Mm-hmm.
But the eldest son, of course, is staying with his father and will take over that location. And he's like, there was nothing for my youngest son, so I encouraged him to go out and do it on his own.
Can't you see the master's hands are busy?
Yeah, thinking that through the whole thing. Master's hands are busy with something else. Mrs. Krabappel.
I've been calling her Crab Apple.
No, Bart's teacher's name is Krabappel. I've been calling her Crandall. I've been making an idiot of myself.
Oh, blowfish. Well,
I watched no movies this week, except for Iron Man 3. So I don't have anything to review.
Iron Man.
All right,
Iron
so let's
Man.
Move on to...
Let's do a little TV. Fill up my DVR.
Fill up the DVR.
No theme, so Brian, will you make up a song?
Fill up my DVR.
You went a little crooner there. That's nice. All right, before we get into our standard weekly fare, I'd want to make a recommendation of a show that is premiering tonight, as of the date of this taping, called Marin on IFC. The first episode actually...
Mark Maron?
Yeah, Mark Maron. First episode was online, so I got to watch it before it airs, and it will have aired by the time this goes up. But it's really good.
Is it like Louis C.K.'s show, where it's like his act in a...
No, it's his real life. Like, they incorporate his podcast into it. And it's really funny. The first episode had several really big laughs for me. Mm-hmm. Just
what channel?
IFC.
IFC?
Yeah, 10 p.m. on Fridays. There's a scene where he's kind of lamenting the fact that he thinks he's... Dennis Leary makes fun of him in the beginning because he's interviewing Dennis Leary. Makes fun of him because he's walking around his house smelling. Like, he's like, I can't find the smell. And Dennis Leary's like, dude, you got a possum, dead possum under your house. He goes, how do you know? It's like, because you could open the crawl space. He's like, that's what that is? Huh? The crawl space? But he's too big of a wuss to actually go down there and get the thing. So he's calling his gardener and shit. Like,
well, what's the IFC's deal with putting their shows out like on Friday? Because the Todd Margaret show.
Todd Margaret was
the unfortunate decisions. Yeah, the
increasingly unfortunate decisions of Todd Margaret.
I like that show. It just happens to be on Friday night. Yeah. I never watched it on Friday night.
I just remember him leaving his luggage in front of the luncheonette. And them having to come and blow up his luggage.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, Will Arnett listening to... Was it Will Arnett?
Will Arnett was
his
boss.
The first episode was him practicing being assertive on the tape. Like, listen to you fucking little shit. I don't care what you did. Blah, blah, blah. And him thinking like, yes, that's my man.
Did you see the second season?
No.
Where it all comes together?
We never watched
it. Holy shit. It goes dark, dude.
Yeah.
Super dark. Like, the whole time, like, you know, his assistant guy was actually the rich kid who was kind of punking him the whole time.
I didn't realize he was rich.
Yeah.
I just thought he was kind of like...
He was a dick.
Fucking
was
with him.
But then you see him at the end of the first season, and his butler is John Hamm. And he's like, you know, like orchestrating all this. And then later on, he's like... It turns out that John Hamm isn't playing his butler. He's actually paying John Hamm to butler for him.
Okay.
And all those tapes that Will Arnett's listening to are narrated by John Hamm. And by the end of the second season, holy fuck, he starts the nuclear apocalypse. Like, that's how bad it gets. Like,
we gotta start watching that show again.
You think that they're gonna have a good love interest, and then she gets killed horribly. Like, things go really weird. But this show, Marin, I can really recommend just from what I've seen to the first episode. Watching him as kind of a, you know, browbeaten comedian with his 25-year-old dipshit assistant at a hardware store trying to figure out what they need for to retrieve a dead possum is hilarious because they obviously have never been in a hardware store and they're just going, this is awesome. We need a nail gun. Like, let's get two of them. No, I'll get mine and you could use it when I'm not.
Wait. That happens. That happens to the most people when they go into Home Depot or Lowe's.
And then, of course, the guy's fucking with them. He's like, what do we need for retrieving a possum? He's like, well, you're going to need these hazmat suits. He goes, oh, yeah, for the Mutaba virus, right? And, of course, it has its IFC, so it has its little heartfelt moments and dark moments. But it's good. I like it. I'm going to be watching it.
IFC is great for catching that movie that I love so much, Teeth.
Ugh.
Okay, we should never talk about that movie.
Let's not talk about Teeth again.
All right.
Oh,
so
we've already. So before we do our Game of Thrones review, I had a question for you guys.
Yeah.
You know,
by the way, big time spoilers, but I don't care because I didn't get to watch Game of Thrones this week.
Oh, so we're just going to talk. It was a lighter week than usual.
Okay.
So I did want to ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Every family has an animal and a sigil, right?
Yeah.
You got your Lannisters with a lion, and a Lannister always pays your debts. You have the Starks with the wolf, and winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Just out of curiosity, what do you think your animal and your house, what would House Grey be, and what would House Cats be?
Well, House Grey actually has an animal and a motto.
Okay, what is it?
It's, I believe it's a lion again, because English people are boring.
Repetitive.
Yeah, repetitive. And our motto is anchor, fast anchor. Which at first to an American ear sounds weird, but anchor means like the last in a race. So we're the ones that push you through and get you to the end, and we'll make you first place.
All right, that's boring. Make up a fun one.
That's what I was about to get to. My fun one. Does that have to be a real animal? Because I'm a member of a sorority. I won't name it, but you figured out. Our animal is a fucking unicorn.
A unicorn. Okay, now we're talking.
The Targaryens are a dragon, so it's not a real animal.
Yeah, I want to be a freaking unicorn.
What do you think your saying would be? Now, you're the head of the house. You get to make this up.
Okay. Unicorn's a gangster.
Unicorn's a gangster.
Unicorn's not a game changer.
All I can come up with right now is, if you mess with me, I'll stab you in the stomach with my horn. Little shout out to cabins.
Quite the literal.
Cabins in the woods.
Yeah. Brian, I'd like to make one.
No, wait. We're magically delicious. There you go.
For some reason, I look at Brian, I see a penguin, and it just says, that's Puffin Talk.
Yes. Fucking Futurama. That's one of my
favorite. Wait.
Oh, she got a unicorn, right?
My totem is actually a unicorn on this show. While everyone else has like Walking Dead characters and army men, I have a My Little Pony unicorn
actually,
with crystal eyes.
My shit would be Pete's in the ballpark. It'd be fucking, Bender smoking a stoke being like, and the quote would be, I'm back, baby.
So you're just stealing straight from Futurama.
I mean,
that is his personality, though.
House cats. That's what was it?
What?
I'm back, baby.
Oh, okay.
Brian would be the robots because every other morning I wake up and he's like lying there. I call him Hedonism Bot because he just kind of looks
more
like
more grapes. More chocolate syrup on me.
The chocolate syrup.
I guess it'd be a bulldog, and my quote would be like cuddles. Like
cuddles. No, it's like cuddles.
Mine would be, I think, a dog, probably a Labrador, something loyal, riding triumphantly on the back of a Velociraptor while shooting an AK-47, and underneath it would just...
You've thought about
this. No. This is coming straight out of my head, but on the bottom it would just say, I think that'd be my slogan.
No. If I know I can combine things like that...
Combine whatever you want.
It'd be
a fucking unicorns.
It'd be a bear with a fucking machete riding a shark.
Wait, did I send that to you? There's a picture of that, something like that. I sent it to you, didn't I?
I don't know.
It's a bear riding a shark with like an AK-47.
Like two Uzis up in the air, like.
I can't remember what
and
it was from. And
then your slogan? What would your slogan be?
Be like, Hecho en Mexico.
No, my unicorn slogan would be the noblest. There we go. Very simple. Very
the noblest. So you can actually conceivably draw this thing up in Game of Thrones fashion.
Yeah, the noblest.
Brian's yours not so much, and mine not so much.
Oh, what if it was just if it was Mario going down a pipe, and it was just the slogan would be laying pipe.
Now you're just thinking of clever T-shirts.
No. My sorority slogan is "Esse quam videre," which is to be rather than to seem to be, which
so,
I really like.
Well, yeah, mine would read, soy un borracho. I am made drunk.
shout out to Cinco de Mayo and the Derby coming up.
Oh, shit. Weekend, oh,
and Star Wars Cheers Day. For Cinco de Mayo.
It is a big drinking weekend. And by the way, to all my Cornelians, happy Slope Day. You got like 10-5 more
minutes. That's like Asian.
So racist.
That sounds Asian racism.
It's
right?
So racist.
We have a giant hill. We call it a slope.
Jillian, I'm tired of your excuses. Your behavior on the show has been deplorable.
Slope Day. It's where we go chase all the fucking Asians around.
I need you to play the racism thing. I need it. I need it for Jillian. Jillian?
This racism is killing me inside.
That's strike one.
No, we have a giant hill that we call a slope. It goes down to West Campus. You're not getting me in trouble.
It rains sideways on it.
We have a giant slope, a giant hill. And every summer, we chase all the Asians down.
No!
It's like, we also have Spook Day. And, you know, it's the Día de los de Muerte, whatever it is. It's called Spook Day.
Wait, because that confused me. Because first, I thought you were talking about black people, and then you threw in the Day of the Dead, and it made me think of Mexicans.
I understand. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Are you trying to get up all the brown people at once?
We have Honky Day, but that's where we just walk around with.
No. You didn't
You mean Old South Day at Ole Miss?
No, you didn't get the whole thing where like you have a slope day and it's like, oh, it's on a slopey hill. It's like, oh, the help me out, Pete.
Día de la Muerte, or something.
Right? It's the Spook Day because it's just ghosts.
Yes, but Spook, day as you know, is also a term for black
that's
people.
And slope, as we know, is also a derogatory term for
but
Asian people.
You just combined all black people in one category.
Okay, you're clearly not getting
it's going,
what
it's,
we're going for here.
It's here with us.
I get it.
It's here
with
floating
it. No,
in the room.
I get it. I'm just not acknowledging it. I get it. Trust me. I get it.
Oh, I see. When it's your people, then, oh, no, racist. But when it's Asians, you're just giving shout-outs.
No Asian has ever been offended, but to my knowledge, by the way, you can email me if I'm wrong. No
There's a
Asian
billion
at
of
Cornell
them.
Has been offended by the term slope day.
Tell that to Asian... the Vietnamese. Tell no, that to those who fought in the trenches.
No Asian calls themselves a slope unless they got a bunch of rap
slope,
music.
Slope, please.
Unless they got a bunch of rap songs that I don't understand in Korean where they're calling themselves slopes like we call ourselves.
Yeah, what is Gangnam style anyway?
Gangnam. Huh? Gangnam. Gangnam, for fuck's sake. You always say Gangnam.
I have. Who cares? I know people.
I don't know why. It just finally got to me.
Fuck their savage language.
No.
Gungans are the stupid aliens from Star Wars Episode 1, and Gundams are giant robots from Japan.
Aren't the Gungans the racist aliens?
Yeah. They're so like good. Jar Jar's people.
I'm right. I'm
Cylon
right
style?
Misa Gungan style.
What were Cylon style?
Well, that just did the show.
All
right.
No,
Cylons,
I thought you said silent style, so I just went quiet.
No, Cylons.
Oh, Cylon?
Yeah, I can't say it. I'm drunk.
Cylon fucking Battlestar.
And then what's the other one from Star Trek?
From Star Trek?
Spock's people?
What were they? Not the Vulcans. The ones that are like robots almost. They're like,
Borg?
The Borg.
Thank you, the Borgs.
They had a Borg style?
No, I'm saying they should have
one. Because
and then also is not the Klingon way.
Because the only spoof that I remember of that I enjoyed was Gandalf style.
I've never seen any of the spoofs.
You shall
I'm
not
just making
pass.
It my own. I've never seen any of the spoofs.
They're pretty dated at this point. Don't go looking at this stuff anymore.
It's not the Klingon way.
These are dead. We've gone through so many memes in the past few months that it's like, just let them die.
Yeah.
We don't need Harlem Shakes.
OMG,
Harlem
Becca.
She's still
so
quasi-relevant.
There.
That's only about a week, 10 days ago.
Yeah,
so.
we got another maybe not, 4 days of that left.
Well, that Michael Shannon thing will always be funny to me.
Always.
I had our former president, I texted her and said, so we're just not going to talk about it? And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I showed it to her, and she fucking loves it and quotes it now, too.
Uh-oh. All right, so you want to move on to a good old
Game of Thrones review? Yeah. Let's do a little Game of Thrones review.
Little
you should
Game
play
of
the
Thrones.
Theme song.
That's all.
All right, so Game of
Thrones. Oh, do you want acapella this bit?
Next time we'll try. We'll rehearse it first. We can acapella.
Bum, bum, ba-da-dum, bum.
Very good.
Now you go. Do do do
do do
do do do do do do do
bum, bum, ba-da-dum, bum.
That was actually not bad for unrehearsed. I was pretty close to it. You had the bomb chord and you had the top chord. Because
you need to be doing that. We're not going to figure this out.
All right, so.
Let's talk about this
later.
Yeah, you finally met one of the Unsullied, Grey Worm, and
yes, we did.
And he was cool, man. He was like, "No, I don't want to change my name because they're derogatory to him. That's why they call it Grey Worm and like Slug and all that shit." Like,
yeah, names that remind them of where they came from.
Yeah, he's like
worthless.
Basically, he was just like the name I had initially was cursed.
That vaginal cream.
Yeah, pussy juice. But he's like the name. Basically, it was awesome because he's like, yo, the name I had initially was cursed because that brought me to being a slave. But this is the name I had when you freed me.
Yeah, when I fought as a free man under Daenerys Targaryen. Yeah.
By the way, naming my firstborn daughter Daenerys now.
That's a cool name.
Why not? You could just call her Dany for short.
That was really cool.
The big reveal at the end of this episode. Are you sure you don't mind a spoiler?
I'm fine. Everyone, spoiler alert.
No, they already know, yeah. Hopefully.
All right, go.
By now. Big reveal. I mean, we've gone through some big end of episodes the past few weeks. Jaime getting his hand cut off.
They killed Ned Stark again?
Daenerys running off with the dragons and the army. This week's big reveal, Tyrion's going to marry Sansa?
Yeah.
Those two characters have never even met.
Tywin is saying that Tyrion has got to marry Sansa. And then also, who does the other...
Wait. I have to remember who Tyrion is again.
Tyrion's the imp. Peter Dinklage.
He's Peter Dinklage.
Sansa and Tyrion have met.
Briefly. They've never had any extended interaction.
She said, I'll pray for your safe return. He's like, are you serious? And she's like, as much as I will for Joffrey.
But passing.
Okay, they're
never
passing.
Extended, you know, they're not buddies. But okay. He's got to marry her so that the Lannisters get Winterfell.
And who's Cersei marrying?
Cersei is going to marry the gay brother of
the Tyrell.
No, he's dead. Oh yeah, the gay brother of the future queen.
Queen boobies.
Marjorie was waving in front of.
No, I know who he's talking about. I thought that he meant the Baratheon guy. But
but I thought Sansa, because originally Marjorie wants Sansa to marry her brother.
Her brother.
Yeah.
Who Tywin Lannister now sees is like, no, that ain't going to work. You're marrying my son.
Tyrion.
And his daughter is going to marry the gay dude. So he's going to have connections everywhere.
Meanwhile, Littlefinger's still trying to plot that he marries Sansa.
And he's already put into play when he sent a gay prostitute to Queen Boobie's
brother's
place.
Tyrell, whatever.
I always forget
the name. He's the flower prince or some shit like that. Yeah. Like,
and what was the deal with
name?
Like the Onion Knight in prison this week.
The Onion Knight?
Yeah, with Stannis Baratheon's daughter. And her burning...
Oh, yeah.
Her burnt face.
I didn't get what was going on about that.
Okay.
I just didn't get that whole scene.
Wait, I have a question.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, going back to us picking if we were making your own families. If you couldn't make your own family, what family would you be a part of in Games of Thrones?
Oh, if you had to pick one?
Yeah, like what would you naturally be born into, do you think?
Winter is coming.
Brian's picked his.
The instinct is to go Stark because they're kind of good guys.
No,
but
no.
They're too honest. It gets them in trouble.
Be honest with yourself. Who are you most like? Like, I want to say I would be with Dragon Girl. But honestly, I'm a Tyrell.
You're a Tyrell. Okay.
I'm
a free agent. I'm like Brian or the Hound. I just go where the money is.
Yeah. Or with the honor.
No, we're talking about
to
pick a house. Like,
I don't want to pick a house.
No, that's valid. He can pick that. What do you pick?
I'm going to go Targaryen. People like me.
Targaryen dragons? The dragons?
Yeah. Everyone that she comes in contact with follows her and loves her.
Yeah, but you strike me as more of the Mad King.
Burn them all.
Was that this week's episode, the hot tub scene?
He was a Targaryen, though, wasn't he?
Or was that last week?
Was the Mad King a Targaryen?
Yeah.
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 That's why they.
Yeah, he's a Targaryen. He's a little bit of both.
Okay, but Mike, back to the review. Two standout points here. First, that fight in the beginning with the Hound.
That was awesome. The flame sword.
Honor by combat.
Who wins?
Oh, it took a weird turn.
The Hound wins, but they bring him back.
They heal. He cleaves that man nearly in half, and they, through magic, bring him back to life. And then go on to explain how he's died 8 or 9 times.
I get it. I understand.
Now that
he's Jesus.
Well, now that magic's back in the world, that he's... can heal from anything, apparently, but that seemed almost like a stretch.
When is Merlin going to show up?
Never, hopefully.
Hopefully not. And then, was the scene this week between Jaime and...
Yeah, where he tells the backstory of why he's called the Kingslayer?
Why he killed the Mad King?
I thought that was the best thing ever.
Back up. What was that?
Okay, so they're taken... Jaime and Brienne are taken by... What's his face? Now I'm blanking on names. I'm exhausted.
They're taken by another person?
No. He gives them to a lord, right?
Yeah, he's given up by the people who took them. At which point they're allowed to like bathe and wash.
He doesn't treat them like shit. The guy's
is there any punishment for taking the Kingslayer's hand?
No.
No, not after that guy. He lost his hand. He's like, no, it's right around his neck.
Yeah. It's right here. And it's like hanging from a rope. But there's a scene where she's in a bath and she's just like soaking, and he walks in and just climbs into the same like bath pit, and she gets all like bugged out, and he has a heartwarming like moment with her where he explains, you know, pretty much his secrets, like he's the Kingslayer and why he was forced to break his oath and kill the Mad King, which was basically to save the lives of thousands of people. Mm-hmm. So he's actually a hero, but at the same time, they're like painting him as a hero. And I'm like, isn't this the guy who just pushed a kid out of a window while fucking his sister in the first episode? Like,
he's a bad dude.
He's still a bad dude.
The things I do for love.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the thing is, the show, pretty much except for Daenerys, they're all bad people. They've all done bad things.
But that seemed excessively bad. We all do bad things at some point in our life. So are you going to judge yourself and let other people judge you by that one bad thing you did?
Pushing the kid out the window while banging your sister doggy style seems like a little bit of a tough road to come back from.
It's an extreme to make a point.
Yeah. Okay. But the point is, too, especially, they're making him a hero to the point that he collapsed in the water and she grabbed him and started screaming for help. So there's a connection now. It was an interesting moment. It was probably one of the highlights of the episode for me.
I kind of want those two to end up together in some weird way. Like, not in, like, a romantic way. I will say, a lot of butt
in that scene. And she stands up in the water, and I actually went, like, I'm always like, she's kind of gross looking. She stands up naked. I'm like, all right.
Stunt butt.
Do we know what she looks like normally? Because I bet you she's quite an attractive
woman. Not that broad. No, Dave takes her arm off.
They
beef her up, definitely.
But I liked how it was,
That chick that Jon Snow bangs. Whew.
She was tight.
The redhead?
Egret? Yeah.
They finally get together?
Oh, they fuck right away.
Oh, God damn it. I need to watch this episode.
She looks pretty damn good underneath all those layers.
Pete, stop listening. Brian, after I watch this episode, get ready.
will be going.
You see, I didn't really care for her so much because that Roz chick is just so awesome. She got the big boobs in there. Like,
Brian has a thing for
There's only one redhead in Game of Thrones to me.
I like the Egret. I'm fans of Egret.
Oh, come. I mean, she's hot, but
which,
like,
one's Egret?
She's the chick in the north who's hanging out with Jon Snow.
The redheaded chick.
I mean, see, this is where I look at.
Dude, she got the stomach with the line.
See, Pete, you and I have never had a chance because I very rarely have the stomach with the line. Brian and I work because I always have big boobs and a big butt.
Yeah, but you guys see who I tend to date.
Yes.
You see, I like thinner, petite women.
So any girl who dates Pete, I warn you not to gain the 10-15 pounds of I'm in love weight. Don't gain it.
Just strictly in the boobs and butt.
We try to channel it. Trust me, I've tried to mentally channel it.
I'm no prize, so if you want this thing to last for only a week or two, have at it. All right.
Yeah, but she was hot. I'm not saying she wasn't hot, but I thought, like, as far as the girls that get naked on that show go, she's way down there.
Oh, I had to pause it.
Yeah,
I was like. Because you see her in these bulky coats all the time.
I'm going to say
that. And then she's tearing off layer after layer after layer. And I'm like, this is getting interesting. This is getting kind of hot here.
I'm going to say that the only reason why you might have been, like, really, really excited about seeing her naked is that she's been clothed for, like, a crazy amount of time on the show when every other chick has been naked, like, 1,000 times.
Oh, Marjorie Tyrell. God, you make me want to work
hotter.
I still watch her scenes intently. I'm just saying. That girl's right up my alley.
I go to the gym avidly, and suddenly now I'm, like, talking to trainers about working on my back because I want to start wearing more backless dresses.
Who's not up your alley on that show, though, like, realistically?
Catherine Stark, the old lady
Not. She doesn't get naked, though. I'm talking about, like, the girls that are, like, in the show supple, get naked and stuff.
Young and supple. Like,
obviously, the older ladies on the show aren't that great.
I don't know. Granny Terrell's kind
of Red
feisty.
Witch.
She's all right.
I don't.
I'll agree with that. The redheaded girl in the north is way better than that chick.
Yeah.
The fire.
But Roz is awesome. You got.
I'm not even that. I'm not even
Queen
that
Boobies.
Into
whatever.
Queen Boobies.
Marjorie
hell
Terrell.
Yeah.
Marjorie Terrell.
100 times
seriously.
Over.
If they ever throw Sansa naked, I'm going to just be. I stand and applaud.
She's a little young.
Oh, whoa.
But
it's kind of creepy, Brian.
Well, she's totally hot.
She's a little young, but she is pretty hot.
How old is she?
She's
got
to
be
like
she's 19. She's barely 17 to quote
she's
Winger.
She's 19.
I don't know if that's true.
In the show, she's barely 17, so I take it as the so constant. It's like saying, Arya, I can't wait to see her naked. Like, they're girls.
Luke Perry was playing a high school kid. The guy was like 30. Like, you know, it doesn't match your age. Like, you know, she is playing someone that is like 16, 17, but she's
okay, you want to feel old?
Yeah.
She was born in 96.
She's
17
younger.
Years old.
Yeah. She's only 17. Nailed it. Fucking nailed it. All right. I know women.
So damn, she used the Winger principle.
All right, but you know, she's still hot. Like,
she's still hot. Stop thinking about it, because I will punch you in the face right now.
Whatever.
For so many reasons.
And I
actually, Robb Stark's wife isn't that good looking.
Oh, I find her gorgeous.
Yeah. She was obviously very good looking woman.
She just has a gorgeous face. Like, her face makes me stop and like to say, that's a beautiful woman.
I like Tyrion's that like foreign chick. She's cute.
Yeah, she's exotic looking.
Yeah, I like her.
Obviously, I'm forgetting Daenerys. She's fucking dope. Amelia Clark. I can't believe she was dating Seth MacFarlane.
Okay, can we flip around and talk about the hot guys?
We did it with Magic Mike for like a half an hour.
No, I want to talk about Game of Thrones. I want to hear your opinions on the hot guys.
I have none.
Oh, you do.
I don't think any of them are exceptionally looking on that particular show, except for Jaime Lannister.
Yeah, I would say Jaime Lannister.
He's a pretty boy, and I bet you the women like Jon Snow because he's got the shaggy hair.
Jon Snow.
And the deep
you
soul.
You said he can't act, though, right?
Oh, you see him in other things? Uh-huh. You see him in... Let's watch that Silent Hill movie and watch him try desperately to pull off an American accent. And he just keeps kind of switching back to his British American accent. And it's so bad. And Ned Stark is in that, too. You'd think Sean Bean could do an American accent.
Okay. I'm not trying to sound gay or anything,
they
but
just
I think
sound like robots.
All the really good looking guys got killed in the first season with like Sean Bean and then whoever Khal Drogo was.
Sean Bean's like 50.
Khal
still a good looking guy though.
Well,
oh,
I have
Khal
a fondness as an actor for him.
Khal Drogo was just out of control ripped. What was the guy's name?
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, Jason Momoa. He was.
I gotta breathe through this.
Know that the Unsullied are cool, but I really wish he would have. Was with Khal Drogo the whole time, and they would have brought their horse army over, and their child would have mounted the world.
Oh, don't say the word mount right now.
He was a little character. I like Khal Drogo.
Call that up. Yeah, I missed the character. I liked him a lot. He became iconic in a hurry, and he just...
And then he came back when she's kind of like giving her like seven temptations
last
or whatever.
Episode of the second season.
Yeah, they just threw that in there with the baby. That was really sweet.
I don't even think that's in the book. I think they just throw that in the
And very sexy at the same time. Sweet, sad, and sexy.
I first started watching it with the old lady. She had a hard time getting into it, and that was the storyline that I think pulled her in. Because she's like, I don't like this relationship where he's just going to rape her all the time. I'm like, just wait.
I didn't see it. I didn't see anything. I just saw the whole, like, the only word he knows in her language is no.
Yeah. What's the name of their people again?
Some of the D.
See, this is when I'm tired. I can't think of these things.
I usually know this. Hold on.
He's the Khal.
They only follow strength.
I'm actually angry at myself that I can't
remember. Khal Drogo. Help us.
Dorathian? Something like that?
That's it. It's
something like that.
Dothraki.
Dothraki. Yeah.
Dothraki.
I've actually watching the whole...
I feel like they're the black people
I
on
had
the
to,
show.
I had to just... Tell as she's getting raped repeatedly by her husband in those first episodes.
Oh my
Don't worry.
God!
Don't worry. The way to a Dothraki's heart, get on top.
Oh yeah,
just get on top. Because they'll take you from behind, but get on top.
Brian bought me the first season DVD, and now I'm.
You watch all that shit on HBO Go.
But no, I'm just saying, because you know I can handle rape scenes. Will I be able to handle?
She didn't get
raped.
Rape?
No,
she
it's
was
not rape. Rape.
She didn't tell him no anything. She just was upset with everything that just happened. Like
she got married off, then she didn't want to, and she had to consummate.
Oh, I've been through that.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Me three.
We've all had it. Like, I don't really want to, but to make you happy, I'm just going to lie back and think of England.
But, you know, I actually watched the first season over again. I'm watching the whole series through again. Yeah. And you don't understand how there wasn't that much camera time for that story. Like, it just goes by so quick.
It's like a scene.
Yeah.
A scene, an episode,
maybe.
He
keeps going to bed. He knows how I am about, like, if you put something interesting on, I end up not going to sleep. And I need to get up because I'm the one who wakes us up, both us up. In the morning.
That's because you have to pick what train we're going on.
Yes, I know. I'm in charge. But he keeps putting it on, and just the theme song will keep me up. So I go to bed now, not only with my sleep mask on for the TV light, but I have to put on headphones now, too. And then he keeps trying to talk to me and cuddle. I'm like, I don't hear shit you're saying. You could be saying, like, I hate you, bitch. I'm going to kill you. I wouldn't know. So,
I hate you, bitch. I'm going to kill you.
Have at it.
Are you sleeping?
Are you sleeping? Good. I fucking hate you. You're the worst. Choke in your sleep. Yeah, but this was a really good episode of Game of Thrones. I can't wait for... We're already halfway through the season.
It's a solid season all around. Can we agree on that?
Like, yes.
I was actually arguing with a couple of Game of Thrones fans that Walking Dead was the better show, and I don't know. I think Game of Thrones is the better show.
I haven't come across an episode this season that I have been in the least bit...
You want to know what it is?
When that's the revelation at the end of an episode, when the previous episode had armies marching from a city and dragons soaring overhead, and then
that was awesome.
The next episode's finale is... You will marry the Stark girl. And it's like, dun, dun, dun. And I was like, oh.
Now, I just wanted to know, like,
oh, no, he didn't. Oh no, is that Sassy enough black girl for you? Oh yeah. No, he didn't.
We made. I just wanted to ask real quick. We made the transition from Walking Dead to Game of Thrones, right? We should, are we going to do the same thing with True Blood? Or
I think so. I think that's a show that collectively we all watch. And even though I'm not even excited for it.
I am. Are we going to be sucky this season?
Every
no pun intended, by season, the way.
Sucky.
Blue.
No, not as much as that. Pig, witch.
Season two?
Yeah, that sucked.
Season two wasn't...
To be honest, I kind of hate the show, but I watch it compulsively.
Tara is awesome as a vampire, with what's-her-face being Pam as being her sire.
Pam's awesome. I liked all the seasons. They're all pretty solid.
Well, I'm trying to think what the order is of shows, because I know Sons of Anarchy comes back normally.
I think it's going to be in August, actually.
Is that going to be August?
Yeah.
I can't watch it. I've already seen bus ads in New York.
Really?
Yeah.
The burning scene with his daughter. Like, I just heard it. I didn't even see it. I could hear it while I was doing dishes, I was upset by it.
What's his face?
Because I'd rather talk Sons of Anarchy, personally.
Look, don't do any more burning of women. Yet. Don't do any more of that. I can handle.
I'm sure they got their...
I got through the rape of Seagal. What's her name, Seagal?
Katie Seagal.
I got through her rape, and got through the audio of his daughter being... the other guy's daughter being burnt.
But that was the nicest rape of all time, though. Fucking... Henry Rollins like, I'm sorry, man, but I have to rape you. No,
that was a brutal rape to put on TV.
But remember, he was like, sorry, man, this has to be done. Like,
so he apologized first, and that was
that
it?
That somehow makes it worse.
I don't know. That didn't give me any
You
thoughts.
Saw What's-Her-Face get raped in The Sopranos. She's got raped in a fucking...
I never saw a rape in The Sopranos.
Season... It's like two, right?
Who got raped?
The psychiatrist. She was in a stairwell going to her car, and she got raped.
Yeah, that fucking upset me so much. I want that guy to...
And they were like hinting, like, oh, is she going to tell Tony? Is she going to tell Tony? Like, I don't know.
And they dropped it.
Like,
and
Tony's Batman. He can find a fucking rapist out of nowhere.
No, he could. And
I'm the fucking Dark Knight over here.
And then what's his
James Gandolfini as the Dark Knight.
His sister, whose name I once used, was it Harlow? What was the name of the sister?
I don't know.
Janice.
No. His sister. Yeah, Janice.
His sister. Yeah. This is just what happened to me. He's like, whatever bullshit, because you came crying to me about it. Now I have to fucking handle it. Goddamn cunt.
It was funny because he wanted to kill that character, and then his sister did it for him. He's like, okay, yeah, not a big deal. But anyway, James Gandolfini is the Fat Knight.
The Fat Knight.
Robin, he's the more gabagool in the fridge.
No, it's like the nights you say
the fuck's with this Joker guy.
No, it's like the nights you say knee, it's the nights you say gabagool.
He was a made man.
He was a defenseless animal.
He was a beautiful fucking animal.
He was just trying to nestle up next to me for warmth.
He's got the goddamn Dirty Soprano gene.
You see him in the therapist chair, and he's still in the Batman outfit, but his gut's kind of hanging out. Well, I ran into Two-Face today. Broke his knees.
The cocksucker. He didn't have his money on time, and I had to do what I had to do.
We went for coffee. And smash cut to him bashing the coffee.
Bada bing.
James Gandolfini is the Fat Knight. Fat Knight Rising.
Sorry. Wait, we didn't quote anything from True Romance yet. Do some True Romance.
I don't. He doesn't have many memorable quotes from that movie. I can't think of his lines
in True Romance. Oh, it's great when she stabs him with the wine bottle opener.
He's like, I like you, kid. You got spunk. Like, he doesn't have any memorable quotes in that movie.
I can't
just
think of it.
Yeah.
I'm just hooked on
good.
The,
I'm okay.
The crossover.
Whew, sorry, I thought it was time for a crossover. I thought. I never seen all of True Romance.
Whew.
That was a good laugh. How many calories do you think I just burnt?
Oh, that was a decent amount. Would you get that good crunch?
Yeah, I got the good crunch in there.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for.
Yeah. I almost finished my bottle of wine, so I need that crunch.
Let's call it a night. What do you say?
Yeah, let's do it. Just do the old.
It's pretty late here, so follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics, PandaBlackComics.com. Buy some shit. PandaBlackComics@gmail.com. Email some shit. Like us on Facebook. And be sure to listen to the A Squad podcast on
an Iron Man bonus edition.
Oh, Iron Man bonus episode coming soon, where we will spoil the shit out of it. So hopefully you've seen it. Or if you don't care to see it, but you want to know everything about it, we'll just talk about it.
Cue.
Anything new with this franchise?
Now I'm back in my house. Everything's going to get back on track. So
we are the New York Knicks.
I just feel like we need to keep the news updated.
Yes. So it's going to be coming back very soon.
People need to look for this stuff. So for myself, Pete Berg, and Brian, and Jillian, close the door behind you.